I don't want to keep my next guest waiting. For those of you who are following the journeys in outer space, you'll be interested in the next item because we're going to talk about asteroids. And of course, I'm joined by David Moore, astronomer and editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine. You're very welcome to the show. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Angela.
Nice to talk to you. Tell me what brings you onto the show today.
Well, yes, in the midst of the Artemis 2 mission, a bright new comet coming along, one that just got vaporized by the sun, we've got a big lecture all about asteroids, those rocks in space, some of them as big as countries, that might hit us one day, and even if they don't, where do they come from and what are they all about?
I've heard of asteroids, but I can't honestly say to you that I know what they're made up of, because they're often featured in disaster movies as being something that could destroy the Earth. What is an asteroid?
Well, they're small rocky bodies that didn't coalesce to form planets like the rest of the big planets, the Earth, Mars, Venus, and Mercury, and of course the giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And between the orbits of Jupiter and Mars, so about 1.5 to 5 times further from the Sun than we are, it's a very chaotic region because the intense gravity of Jupiter stirs things up, and it stopped all the rocky bodies in that part of the solar system from merging into one solid lump. So it's continuously mixing them up, and they do crash into each other sometimes, which sends fragments flying out, and by fragments we can mean several kilometers across. They're pretty big boulders, if you could even call them that. And some of those can hit the Earth. In fact, we think the dinosaurs got wiped out by one about 10 kilometers across. You're talking around the size of a city 66 million years ago, which was terrible for the dinosaurs, but allowed mammals, us, to proliferate, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for that asteroid. But we don't want another one hitting us any time soon.
Well, that makes sense then, that they often feature as a catastrophic event in terms of the movies and wiping out the planet, so to speak. We're lucky, I suppose, that we're not more under threat from them. Tell me a little bit about what's planned for the lecture.
Yeah, well, James Fraggie has given several talks to the Society in the past, and he's a wealth of knowledge, researches these topics beautifully and puts together impressive presentations, which is going to be online because we're a national society, so we want members throughout the 32 counties to be able to avail of these monthly talks. And so you go along to our website, astronomy.ie, sign up for the lecture there, and then sit back on Monday evening, 7 o'clock next Monday, and enjoy the show. We'll also be briefly discussing the Artemis mission and telling you how to see that new comet before and after the main lecture. So the talk is the main thing. The thing that the general public, kids and families, will enjoy, and that's what all of our speakers are briefed on. You're not talking to experts or professional scientists. Astronomy is the world's most popular astronomy society, and we got that way by trying to engage the public. Anyone who's fascinated by space and counts astronomy as one of their hobbies should join Astronomy Ireland and come to the monthly lectures.
Great value for money as well. Before you go, I know you mentioned the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter in the press release. How was that discovered? Is that just research through the likes of NASA or something, or something smaller in terms of a local astronomy?
Yes, I remember correctly, it was 1801 when the first asteroid was discovered. And none of the asteroids are visible to the naked eye, so we had to wait for the invention of the telescope, the telescopes to get good enough. It was, I think, 40 or 50 years before they found the second one, and the number has gone through the roof now.
Yeah.
But I think we're up into about 1 million known asteroids.
There are
very few big ones. There's a lot more small ones. And, you know, the small ones we can suffer hitting the atmosphere and burning up. It's the big ones we're really worried about.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit worried myself now when you're telling me this. But anyway, amazing.
We'll explain the risks on Monday.
Yeah,
and it's very low probability. But maybe I can leave people one closing quote, which is that if you look at the statistics, you are more likely to win the jackpot in the lottery. More likely to be killed by an asteroid than winning the jackpot in the lottery.
Oh, so for goodness sake.
Berating with statistics.
Love it.
But that's one interesting fact.
Well, thank you for that. I heard that one before myself as well, I must admit. Before you go, just give people a quick reminder of the contact details again, the website, etc.
Yeah, go to astronomy.ie. You'll see the lecture featured there. And also the link to the Artemis 2 mission. There's one great NASA YouTube channel. I've been watching it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't splash down till Saturday morning, 1 a.m. Irish time. So keep watching the show. This is history in the making. We're going back to the moon and then learn more about asteroids at the lecture on Monday.
Very good. Listen, a pleasure as always. What a great time to speak to you as well with all that's happening. Have a good day and a good event. Thank you, David.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know, did you watch the launch of the Artemis, if that's the right pronunciation, but I was forced to do that because my husband wouldn't go to bed until it was actually done. Fascinating times.